Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
True. That's the law of physics, right? Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It can just change forms. So there's that. Because people are energy, right? So souls are energy, right? That 21 grams goes somewhere and does something. We have no idea what. But May, what I would say is be conscious that the first step is acknowledge that you're dreaming, right? Because once you realize it's a dream, you're like, oh, I'm just watching a movie. You don't have any emotional attachment anymore. Right.
It's an exercise. Like your brain
it's an exercise.
There's also mental gymnastics.
Straight up.
Mental gymnastics that you could. I've learned to control my dreams a little bit,
but there's a huge step you can do with a therapist. Excuse me. It's called EMDR. And it's basically rapid eye movement therapy, right? And they put you into kind of like a trance, and you're able to view things but removed without the emotion of the incident, right? So it's a great way to like deal with trauma and things like that. And I used to have a recurring dream that I was falling off a cliff, and I would wake up like like right before I was about to splat on the ground, right? Every night.
Yeah.
And then I went
the common ones.
And then I went skydiving and bungee jumping and just faced that fucker face on, and I never had that dream again.
Wow, that's a bold move. I'm glad it paid off.
Yeah, me too. Some chick just died skydiving at the place I went 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Damn. Well, we were talking earlier about the guy that I'm gonna have on the show, my friend that went skydiving.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. We just randomly came full circle back to that. Isn't that wild?
No. Pretty natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natural or wild, though, I guess.
Yeah. Grass fed.
You know, I want some real farm to table cocaine. That's what we really need.
Well, that's the good shit. I'll tell you what.
Pure Colombian Bam Bam.
That's right. Pure Colombian Bam Bam. Brought to you by the Bush Fam.
Brought to you by motherfucking America. Here we go.
Wah, wah, wah. Epic fail, gentlemen. I know where you stand on the esoteric. Look, some of us, we all walk different paths. We all give it different gifts. I wasn't reading when I was having my dreams. You know what I'm saying? Not all my dreams are prophetic. Okay. And I do know the difference when I'm dreaming them. They are absolutely different than the dreams that are coming from my subconscious self.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like Keith said, we dream hundreds of times a night. Most of the time don't remember a single dream. So the ones you remember, that could be 1 in 10,000, right? Who knows? So, yeah, I mean, most of the time our mind is just processing the events of the day. Right?
Yeah.
Just a simple download.
Mechanisms.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like removing, it's like your computer removing, what is that, like transitional files or whatever.
Malware.
Temporary files. Malware and temporary files, exactly.
You clean your cookies out and shit, you know?
So you got to clean your cookie. Girl, you best clean your cookie. Come on now. Oh, we got
me. Oh, and by the way, in these concentration dreams I've had, I am not myself. I can never see who I am in these dreams. I pass by mirrors in Jewish homes, and my image does not show up. But yet, the people in my dreams can see me, converse with me, and I'm still a part of it. Go fucking figure.
Elvira Vampira.
Aftershock instead of an echo.
Yeah. So, yeah, who knows what's up with that, May. But but the first step is just, you know, acknowledge that you're in the dream.
Be there for it, understand what it is.
And you can play with it sometimes. Sometimes you can make yourself fly in a dream, right?
Oh, yes, you can. You can do anything.
Yeah, when you start fucking with it, you could literally do anything.
Literally.
You can turn your worst fears, like I had, like I'm telling you, I used to literally have a nightmare where I thought woke up, thought I was about to die a quarter of a second from death, and it was horrible. I would wake up like major adrenaline rush every night.
Probably almost had a DMT dump then if it was near, if you're thinking near death.
Dude, it was so vivid. I could see the ground, I could see like buildings and stuff. And a couple times I did fall off my bunk bed, off the top bunk. And so they put me on the bottom bunk. So I don't know, maybe that's where it started, but
I'd say that could be a good root of it.
Could have been something that simple.
I mean, usually it's most like the simple things that stick with us, not the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, because I wasn't tortured or anything. I never fell off a building. So that's probably exactly it. It was probably me falling off my bunk bed and then my brain just ran with it.
Yeah, like whenever you're younger, you don't have those coping mechanisms down pat that, you know, unconsciously clear that shit out for you when you're sleeping. So, you know, you make a bigger deal of it than what it is.
Right. Man, we got a bunch of messages.
That's crazy that you are talking about the book, The Artist's Way, because it is the book, the group, I was in this group, we used the book, The Artist's Way, and that is how I created this persona, motherfucking America. I'm not even kidding you. Through The Artist's Way.
Hey, Benny Boom Boom, I shit you not. Right? Yeah, no bullshit. It's powerful mojo. It's how I'm doing what I'm doing. Because it's how I found out what I wanted to do. Right?
I attract like-minded people.
Yep.
And smoke crack, ooh, by motherfucking America. It's like you're connecting to source when you're writing with pen and paper. I totally feel you on that. You just start writing and you get swept up into all that is, right? That current that connects us all. That's how you access your gift. I am totally a writer too. I totally get that. I'm totally done with that. This is amazing. Whole other shift to the conversation, see?
Hell yeah.
See, thank you, motherfucker. See, that's rad. I think we're forming a collective of comedy writers right here, right now. Look at this.
It's a comedy content collective, by God.
Yeah, God damn it. This is crazy. This crazier is things have happened.
We got a poet. We got motherfucking America.
And I don't even know it.
Poet and I know it. Let's see what May's got to say.
And I apologize to you, Keith. I am not exactly myself right now. I'm a much better person than this. God, just trying to think and form sentences are difficult on this medication I'm on.
You're totally good, May.
Still listening. So hello, Keith. I'm May the Poet. Now you know it.
Well,
no, May,
I understand completely what pain can do to a person. And my father went through a lot. I mean, he was addicted to pain pills and alcohol. So, and I've seen the lengths that he went through to relieve his pain. So it's completely fine. I understand.
Yeah, you've seen it. You've seen it.
Yeah, that's why I'm funny. Glass half full. I don't know if you got headphones on or not, but that was intrusive.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was not as intrusive as this.
I tried to pull back from the mind.
See, pull out. It works. The coitus interruptus method is tried and true. I'm a prime example.
Yep. I was trying to do the pullback method there, but I guess I didn't pull back enough.
Oh, no. You need the full pullback. The pullback.
There we go.
Something football. Yeah.
Caver, you are funny as hell. You got comedy for days. I don't know what you're talking about, that you want to be a comedian someday. You're a comedian now. Right. You are a comedian right now, baby. Just keep on keeping on and keep that internal vision board going. Just picture where you want to be, where thoughts go, energy flow.
Vision board, that's another one. She just subliminally nailed something from the artist's way. Create a vision board.
I have one.
Okay, killer. Yeah, so that's an important thing. You have shit on there that you want to bring into fruition. You look at it every day, that shit's going to happen.
Yeah, I've got the money, like the first money that I ever made from doing stand-up on it.
Nice, bro.
It says money can pay the bills, or jokes can pay the bills.
There you go, because they did.
Bada, 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 boom.
Right?
I'm not going to use it. No, I got to eat.
That's right.
Let's see. Oh, thank you, though.
Fucking America.
No, that was nice.
I have an answer about those night terrors that she's experiencing. I've had this time in the last year in this quarantine time to do a lot of reading. And it turns out that trauma is passed down through the DNA. And my guess is that that you're Jewish, right? You got some Jewish in you? If you do, that would explain those night terrors. DNA, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, that is true.
Mitochondrial DNA comes from the mother. So our patriarchal society tracks family heritage from the father, but the way DNA is passed down is through the mother, matriarchal.
The way that the trauma response is passed down is because people that have been through a lot of trauma, they're always running stress hormones like cortisol and shit through their body, so their bodies become accustomed to it, and that gets passed on to their children, and so on.
Exactly. If you're getting cortisol when you're in the womb instead of dopamine, then, that's going to elicit...
Welcome to comedy.
There you go. Then welcome, exactly. Here you go! Welcome to our hell.
I'm laughing, but hope I'm it's funny. What's that saying? The tears of Glenn.
Yep.
It's the tears. I used to have all these nightmares about people turning into a werewolf, right? I'd be there with somebody that I trusted, and then all of a sudden they'd turn into this monster and try to kill me, and so that I'd be running and hiding and shucking and jiving and all this stuff, and then I'd find another person who I thought it was safe, right? And then they would turn into a werewolf, and then, I figured out through therapy that that represented the people who abused me, right? And so I was given some tools, just like you're doling out now, and the next time I had the werewolf dream, like this doesn't happen every night, just, in cycles. But the next time I had the werewolf dream, I stopped running, I turned around, I put it in a cage, and I blew it into 1,000 pieces. Never had the werewolf dream again.
Bam, there you go. Exactly.
Your mind is
like, wait a minute. I'm going to kill that werewolf.
Mm-hmm. See, whenever it's a person that turns into a werewolf, instead of it being a werewolf the entire time, I feel like that's, betrayal manifesting. Could be.
Could be, yeah.
No, it's some no kind.
It's definitely a reference to, a negative, right? Like this oppressive, fear instilling thing is chasing you. Turn around and face it. Turn around and face it, and take the fear from it, right?
You turn around, face it, and know that it's a dream, and you manifest yourself a silver bullet shooting in the face.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, the land of Oz with, you know, you're pulling down the curtain. All of a sudden, that thing has no power anymore. You took its power.
Shoot a werewolf in your dreams. You wake up in the field and, oh, nope. After you did ketamine, you just, oh, it was a deer. Oh. It was a deer the whole time.
Yeah. Or, oh, shit, I'm just passed out in a field and I don't even have a gun.
It's like a deer with my bare hands. I'm covered in blood. What is going on? Now you get shit smeared all over my ass.
Exactly. I woke up in Mexico with a dead deer next to me and shit smeared on my ass. What happened?
That's the one thing that you left out of that story. I mean, I feel like we came full circle with it.
Right? Oh, that's great. I could make that into like a screenplay if I just fucked it up a little bit. Like, yeah, so I took peyote, went to Mexico, took peyote, woke up with blood on my hands. Like, you know.
And not the fun kind, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like not that blood on our hands from the child labor of our phones or, you know, diamonds and shit. You don't really have to get dirty.
Hey, you want to do some dirt? Not that kind, man. No.
Nope. Nobody wants to put in the work is what it is.
You don't know. People are lazy. People are lazy these days. You know, nobody wants to put in the work to do the dirt.
Because it's
true.
It's encouraged.
True. It is encouraged. May the poet. And she knows it. Coming at you.
I think I'm going to change my picture on my Instagram. I think my avatar here is cuter than I actually am. So I'll be right back.
You need to change your picture. That's awesome. I like that quote. Like, politicians are like underwear. They should be changed frequently.
I thought it was the elevator like mushrooms. You know, keep them in the dark and feed them shit.
I like that too. I like that better.
What is the place where we got now? Extort and harass instead of serve and protect. Keep them in the dark and feed them shit. Yeah, I mean, that's the one institution we don't have any fucking room for error in. This one. It kills me, man.
Oh, I agree. We should treat our politicians like Hannibal Lecter. It puts the lotion on its skin. You work for us, motherfucker.
Yeah, time to remind you what public servant means. Do we have to really drag you out and show you?
Really got to put you in the hole again? Come on, Nancy. You just got out of the hole last month. Do we really got to put you down again?
You're right.
You know,
we're getting redundant at this point.
Right? Come on, you lost 4 fingernails last month.
That was because I was
trying to climb out. You know,
it's like there's bugs under my skin. let's go back to the poet instead of bugs under my skin. That's a good transition.
Yeah, by the way, I should be sleeping. I'm in bed with Denise. Yes, I'm in bed with Denise. She's been keeping an eye on me with this whole medication thing, so I really should go to bed.
Hey, sleep is a super important part of, you know, your life. And
or put your phone on speaker, and I could tell Denise, hey, Denise, go down on her when she falls asleep.
That'd be nice. You know,
that'd just be me thinking out loud.
I'll have to put my D in some A.
Hey. the old A&D. A&D ointment.
Fuck this matriarchal oppressive tyranny. Eviscerate the proletariat.
Eviscerate the proletariat. Get rid of it. The bourgeois. Let's get rid of all of
it. Eviscerate, yes. It's good. What'd he say?
If Mother. My poet wants, I could be like, you know, I'll read to her in a real soothing voice, you know. Denise, yes.
You mother fuck this America. Yeah, I was thinking we should probably switch it up because May's about to pass out and we're going to give her nightmares.
Yeah. And not the fun nightmares like we used to have.
Real. And not them good ones either.
Like, you know, real nightmares like letters having my name on them, or my phone ringing, or unexpected company.
Or a knock at the door.
Oh, shit. I meant...
Who's that?
An RV.
Dude, who's that? It's nobody knocking at the door. House. What the fuck is that? Dude, nobody knocks at the door. Oh, my God.
Really?
It's not the cops. It's a rapist. Because they got that knock, you know, the cop knock. It's not the cop knock.
Oh, what the fuck? The cop knock. Yeah, that's when they bust it open and run in without knocking.
It's not 11 to 2, so it can't be the Jehovah's. What the fuck?
Hova
alert.
Hova alert. Hova's in the hood. Start calling your neighbors. Hova's in the hood. Hova's in the hood. Hova's in the hood.
My spread the word. Like, who the fuck are you?
You're right.
I haven't seen my neighbors in 8 years. I mean,
oh my god, dude! You know what would get a million hits on YouTube is if you had a bullhorn and you followed some Jehovah's down the street, yelling, "Hova's in the hood! Hova's in the hood! Warning! Warning! Hova's in the hood!"
Hova's. Oh my god, that's great. That's
Oh my god, I think I'm gonna buy a bullhorn, me too. I'm gonna do it.
I gotta buy me some Jehovah's. I mean, Jesus Christ, and track them down. So yeah, the first time we'll have to track them down.
First, we gotta find them their Jehovah's, right? Exactly. And then we gotta figure out who's doing the rounding up and who's doing the filming.
I mean, because, gee, they hoped up.
They are all G'd up, aren't they? They never travel alone.
They J'd up.
I bet they're packing.
Oh, huge cocks, I'm sure. I mean, you don't ride a bicycle around those stupid fucking shirts without a big dick.
That's right. That's the opposite of, like, lifted truck syndrome, huh?
Yeah, he's packing a fucking monster down there like a baby's arm on the apple. It's just...
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm riding a Huffy. What you know about that?
Would you like to hear about 10 inches? Lord Savior and my huge cock?
What the Lord get you about 10 inches, honey? Yeah.
He'll bring you closer to the Lord. What I'm saying is I'll fuck you to death.
1 inch at a time. I'm going to bring you closer to the Lord.
I'm gonna put
and by the Lord... In. I mean my nut sack.
Actually, no, my nut sack. The left to right, respectfully, is James Westfall, and otherwise, Kenneth Noisewater, M.D. And
Kenneth Noisewater. Oh, skeet.
M.D.
M.D.
Esquire.
Hey, he gonna put his mark on you. Just saying, skate gate.
Hashtag mushroom stamp. Let's go, motherfucking America.
So there I was, passed out next to this deer with blood on my hands.
Yeah, you know what they say. Hunting season.
Have you ever heard of the band Yesterday and Today or Y&T.
Y&T.
So, killer band. They got this. Everybody should look this song up on YouTube. They got this song called Barroom Boogie. And it's what she spoke about, right? Like when you wake up next to somebody and you're like, oh shit.
And the lyric is, woke up next morning with a trash can head. When I looked to my left, oh no, wished I was dead. There's Frankenstein's daughter R curled up on me. I said, I gotta go home. It's an emergency. And she said, but you are home. Oh no. Then he goes,
you've always been here.
Right? Oh my God, this is my house and I can't just leave? Oh shit.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like, you know, Saturdays. You know, the day right? after Fridays. You know, do cocaine on Friday, you know, wake up next to a transvestite hooker and kill, you know, in a truck. Saturdays.
That's right. If you've ever been in a band or done comedy, you know what the fuck we're talking about.
Or been to Tijuana.
Or, yeah, been to Tijuana.
You don't want to go there.
Donkey show you don't.
Oh, God, they make a jackass out of you.
Oh, wee. Hey, Trent.
Oh, no, that's it.
Hey, wait, we got a donkey show. Okay, bend over. Whoops.
Bend over and touch your toes. I'm going to show you where the freedom goes.
Bend over and touch your toes. Look, we done made one hole out of two of those.
Holy shit, do you see that bald eagle fly out of that man's asshole? That was insane.
No, that's freedom.
I mean, it's really got some wings to it. That's the only thing I can imagine a close-up sound of a queef is.
If I was a rapper, I'd be Sir Queef Salon.
Wiz Khalifa sounds like what it is like. Oh, God. Wiz Khalifa sounds like a Mia Khalifa squirt,
right? Doesn't he?
He's funny, man. Smoke his marijuana. I make shitty music.
Because I make shitty music, must talk about the ganja.
I have no substance.
Yep, zero. Kind of like, what's his name? Lil Wayne. He's just all.
He's got plenty of substance abuse issues.
Right? Yeah, substance abuse, just no substance.
Right. Also, all abuse, no substance. Yeah, it usually takes generations to get to that point, but
he pulled it in one.
What an asshole. I got it from my father like a real man. I can't buy it honest.
Right? Exactly. I earned it myself.
I'm third generation alcoholic, you know, and don't give a shit. It's a real problem.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, what are you gonna do? I'm nurturing a legacy.
I'm nurturing a hangover. I mean, nurse.
Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes if you get too drunk, you just don't get a hangover. Period.
Well, if you stay drunk, you don't get a hangover.
That's what I found out. It's a hack to being an alcoholic.
You know, quitters always lose.
I mean, I miss 100% of the shots I don't care to take.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, you know.
I'm like 96 Michael Jordan, but that's it.
Favorite t-shirt I've ever seen? Rehab is for quitters.
Amy Lamb. Beautiful voice, sad story.
And I'm totally joking.
We laugh at the things that we heard.
If you need to help yourself, help yourself. I've been to rehab a bunch of times. They couldn't help me. Juanito Papi.
Did somebody say something about the astrological signs? Because I heard Mercury is in Gatorade.
Mercury's in Gatorade. No wonder I'm feeling promiscuous.
Hey, speaking of Gatorade, that reminds me of driving Uber. Because, you know, as a guy, you know, if you drive an Uber, you got to have a, you know, 20-ounce Gatorade bottle with you. And you know how I learned that? I tried with a 16-ounce coffee cup once, and it overflowed. Oh, God, dude.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that's...
And I had felt seats. All of a sudden, my car is like... What's that essential oil you got going? Oh, it's Ode to My Crotch.
Look at silly man with no foresight. He can bring tiny cup.
He bring tiny cup with large bladder. Silly mannequin.
He not know that when you need to stop peeing, that is when you piss the most.
Right, exactly. Your little dick look at you and laugh and say, ha ha, you won't stop now? Fuck you.
You think you control me, big man?
Exactly. You with your big head up there, you think you run the show? I don't think it so.
I'm the captain now.
Exactly. I am your lord and master, and you will walk into public looking like you wet yourself. Because guess what? Oh, you just did.
That's what I was going to say. Cause you played with fire, now you pissed yourself. What do you get, motherfucker?
Yeah, and some wet ass shorts.
Dude, yeah. Warts.
Oh. Yeah. Short warts?
No, the
warts in the shorts. There we go.
Oh, you can. Hey, Keith, did you get a case of them there warts in the shorts? Is that what you're talking about? Or was it a case of the Schwartz? Did you get the Schwartz?
How could you get the warts? I mean, all you gotta do is cut them off. Shit. I mean,
I just slice them off with an X-Acto knife each and every Sunday night when I take my bath.
Just a tree branch. They don't grow back. Well, you make them off of wood.
Well, you could climb a tree and that will do the same thing. The bark works wonders as long as you climb it naked. That's true. That's true.
See, in Serbia, we have a long history of this. To get rid of the hawkworts, you must climb a tree and look facing northeast towards the people of I can't remember where northeast
was. Uzbekistan.
Oh, and this Kazakh guy.
He told yes. Me. From that one, yes.
Oh, fuck, I can't. I lost it there for a second. Because I thought this Kazakh guy and saying it in my friend's voice makes me laugh my ass off.
And wait, you like it the soup? You like it the soup? You like it the come of some young guy?
Who, the leader of North Korea? What? Come some guy?
No, it's the soup. It's a special this evening. We make it the come of the some young guy.
Is he paying you the money?
Some young guy.
Oh, some dumb guy. Some dumb ting. Some dumb
guy. Yeah, some dead guy.
Talking about my closet.
And another thing, it's Buffalo Bill that likes the lotion in the baskets, Bubba, Mr. Dave. The man you spoke of, like, is the cannibal, right? The guy who likes the basket and the lotion is Buffalo Bill.
See, the thing is, you know, Hannibal's ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice candy. And then Buffalo Bill is the, they put some lotion on the skin. Or
the sicko with the hole. He's the sicko with the hole.
He's right. The guy with the fun hobby.
Hey, Buffalo Bill, what did you kill? Buffalo Bill.
Some people like to whittle. Buffalo Bill likes to kill. Different hobbies.
You gotta admit, though, that is one of the best scenes in, like, that scene. Like, it puts the lotion on its skin. That scene, and what's in the box in the seven? What's in the box? What's in the box? So two of the best scenes in cinema history, right?
Whenever she's down at the bottom of the well there and sees the fingernails stuck right. In the wall. And
exactly.
Dread kicks in. Yeah. I'm right there.
Exactly. You're like, oh, fuck.
Like, oh, shit. This is called existential bread.
Yeah. That's like some Alfred Hitchcock type shit right there. All that emotion with nothing. Just showing, just scanning up her emotion and then scanning up the wall.
It's crazy. Alfred Hitch penis make a movie about birds and his last name's Cox.
I tell you this, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's every time I play with his last name, I think about these birds.
It's I know, real Hitch he's trying to get over, you know, his cock and stuff, but you know, that's why I made the movie Birds.
That's right. That's right. I had to change it up.
The fucking mental gymnastics that sentence took.
Right?
Let's see what we got. We got another question.
Nightmares? Really? I don't think so. And she heard you. She's awake now. She shook her head.
The tigress has awakened. Ooh. May might go down once. May might be having a good dream tonight. Wink, wink.
Hashtag right back to wet dream interpretation. You're here with Keith and Dave. And
that's right. And here we are encouraging a wink of the pink.
Hey. Listen, I always encourage a good deposit into the spank bank. You'll never find me on the other side of that argument. I'm a huge proponent for masturbation, you know. Being an exercise, I have to.
You know, I think a healthy person masturbates a good 5 to 6 times a day.
Yes, yes. To keep himself from me tooing someone, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Especially if you're in politics, it should be essential 10 to 15 times a day.
No, this is just fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You can go fuck yourself right off a bridge and enjoy it very much.
All the bad things in life for you. All the bad things in life for you and nobody but you, politician. There we go. Let's see what you hit this next one.
Get it.
I know this is from a meme, but it's the same thing you say when that pussy's good and this girl drives you crazy and you put up a lot of bullshit. You're like, what's in the box? The fuck is in that box?
Sounds like Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, Bonito Poppy coming in hard. The crowd loves it.
I am so happy I don't deal with the same things that I used to get some ass. Like, Jesus Christ. So much easier to stay home and jerk off.
So, exactly. I'm so glad I don't give a shit anymore.
Right. And nobody knows my stroke like me.
Exactly. The money I say, the money I spent, the drunk drivings I got, the you know, the fight I got in, the unneeded drama.
Yeah. Have you ever had... Well, listen, I bet this is probably everybody's here has had this happen to them. A girl come at you running at you as a straightener trying to burn you like a fucking hillbilly lightsaber.
Of course.
That's my life. Yeah, just to
explain that one. Because that was, I didn't understand that. So I think, can you break that, the lingo down for us?
Okay, see what we happened here right is there. A psychotic woman, right? Super, super, just off kilter, right? And then she gets angry and she's within arm's distance of a hot curling iron. And of course, you know, as one does, she grabs it and wields it like a redneck lightsaber.
Straight for the Johnson, straight for the Johnson.
Nope, forearm. I'm a good blocker.
Well, but you blocked it because it was going for the Johnson, right?
Oh, it was going for anything me. She was, yeah, she did not discriminate. She just wanted to fucking burn me.
Alrighty then.
Oh, yeah. It's fun stuff, man. You know, just, if I'd done
shit
that.
Happens. It should happen.
Especially when you live in low-income housing, you know, come on.
Right? Socioeconomic pressure is... See, I think that's the key that forces that that's the umbrella that everything's under. In a kind of a more serious note, everything is under that umbrella. Domestic abuse, racism, you could put it all under that. If you gave people a little bit more money, they'd all be way more relaxed, you know?
If we made the things that were good for people not cost money, then we wouldn't really have to worry about that.
True. But, and racism is, like, taught, so, like, that's not a good example. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like tensions get higher. And, like, in my environment, I was thinking about construction, right? I was in construction for, like, 20 years. And people get all uppity about, like, oh, you know, these Mexicans come and taking our jobs. It's like, nobody's taking your job, bro. Look, you're still at work, right? Right? Who's taking your job? Nobody took your job. Shut up.
Yeah.
And for real. You happen to be in Mexico, bro. California. Hello.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's mostly these people that, like, the young woke fucks. They're not woke at all. I mean, if we had to pay, like, the spoiled generation, like, $15 an hour to pick vegetables, that little artisanal salad would be, like, $85.
Exactly. And we wouldn't get a salad because they wouldn't want to pick it. They wouldn't want to do it. Right. I don't want to.
They got Twitter. They're an influencer.
I'm going back to Starbucks and going to be an influencer again because I like that. I get to take pictures of myself and people send me outfits. I'm an influencer. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm attracted to bathroom sink mirrors so much in my ass. Oh, it's hard being me. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah. Mom, can you send me more money? I'm really investing in my ass because we're making good money on Insta.
Yeah, I'm really trying to invest in my ass because I'm trying to, you know, really put my personality out there.
Right. Oh, exactly. If you had a personality, we wouldn't care what your bottom looked like, honey. Just saying. Think about that one. Think about that one.
It's like, oh shit, you're a bad person and ugly. You're gonna have a hard life.
Right? That's ooh.
Spoiler alert.
Sad but true.
You better learn to work like Britney says.
Except for people like the chump and, you know, Dick Cheney, Dickhead Cheney. Like that motherfucker, he's had like 4 bypass surgeries. Why isn't he dead yet?
Because, like, they take the heart of a healthy person and put it in the old senile man.
Yes, they take the mechanical pig heart. We put in man this dickhead Cheney. He live forever, 1,000 years and counting now. He ruled 15 civilizations and drive them all into ground.
Yeah, and he ride a horse. It shows he's a good hunter and provider. And one of the horse was murderous. So he shot the man in the face with shotgun. Everyone knows this.
Yes. You like hunt with him? No, don't hunt with him. He shoot in face.
Better give him blanks.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, would you have loved to have been like a fly on the wall or a bird in the tree, whatever? Like, and to hear the conversation that happened 5 seconds before he pulled the trigger, like, yeah, Dick, so I think I'm going to vote no on that bill coming up. Blam! No, you're not.
But what? Vote or die, motherfucker.
Yeah, right? It had to be something like that. Laurel, we were just out drinking and shooting. Yep. And I broke every rule that every 9-year-old kid learns. Don't turn towards people with a gun. And I totally did that. Yep. And I pulled the trigger and shot him in the face. Not in the leg. In the face, Bob.
To really show him listen, you know.
Yes, because now he vote no on everything. As a matter of fact, he quit politics altogether. I win. Yes. It's victory for me.
He's good. He's good. I like him. He's a smart man.
All I must do, shoot one fuckface in face. No problem. He's done.
Pest shot, not lethal.
Yeah, it's bird shot. He's bird shot.
Oh shit, that reminds me of one of my friend's songs, Salt Rock and oh shit, what is it? Rock, Salt and Nails. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I grew up in the 70s, man. One of my neighbors used to shoot rock salt at us. No joke.
Well, my friend, well, we see that there's a lot of people shooting shit here. So, I mean, I never know what's in it. I just try to avoid it all.
Yeah. No, you'd be like, we'd be fucking with the guy. Like, they had broken down cars in their backyard, so we'd be fucking with it as little kids, and they'd fucking shoot at you, and you'd hear running away. You'd hear it go through the weeds next to you, like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So, like, you heard the shot.
Have you heard the phew?
Yeah, same thing, right? Like, ooh, that one just missed me.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's a guy down, I want to say down the road, but I don't want to say up the holler next to me. But
right up yonder.
Yeah, down yon way, just a little bit. He's lovingly referred to as Crazy Larry. And he's a Vietnam vet, and he was right in the shit, and I guess they got Agent Orange dropped on him is what the story is, but, like, he was best friend. Him and my dad got along crazy, which makes perfect sense, but he'll shoot at fucking anybody that comes up that holler or anything. He's claimed it. Like, his son, they wouldn't even make him go to school, like, truancy couldn't even reinforce them because the cops refused to go up there. Now,
wow.
That is, yeah, it's like a hillbilly moat.
Yeah, there's parts of Mendocino, California, like weed-growing country that are like that, where the cops just don't go unless they're called.
Yeah, like a shooting gallery or something, too.
Yeah, we're just talking about, like, I'm talking about just, like, major grow operations and shit. And people, it's just backwoods, you know, 15 miles up a dirt road. So you are the law enforcement.
How is the law going to, like, take, like, get their money if they don't let them grow it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
the only economy there because there's no more redwood trees to cut down and there's no more salmon. Because cutting down all the redwood trees fucked up the rivers for the salmon. So they fucked up both industries by being greedy. So now the only industry is weed, you know, weed and wine. But wine really taxes the environment. And how much wine do people really need? You know, there's a glut of it. You can get wine for $2 a bottle.
Yeah, the real high dollar stuff.
Yeah, the high dollar stuff, there will always be a market for because of, you know, the elite that rule the world.
Yeah, and because people will attach a value to something otherwise cheap.
Yeah, you want to hear a crazy story? One of my first jobs was at a wine and spirit store in San Francisco, John Walker Wine and Spirits. And my job was to get to, you know, I was the wine fetcher. So somebody would order wine. I'd have to find it in the warehouse in the basement, and usually it was underneath 12 cases, so I'd have to move 12 cases to get the wine, and then, you know, then go deliver it somewhere to some penthouse in the city, or whatever, somebody's office building, some penthouse, and one day, and the guy's like, you know, if you don't have work to do, then clean up. So I didn't know, I was fucking 16-year-old kid, right? And there's this bottle of wine with dust all over it. And I look and there's like sediment in the bottom and everything. So I shook it up and dusted the bottle off and everything.
Oh.
And my boss freaked the fuck out. I guess it was like a $750 bottle of wine. And the way that you tell, anybody can put a label on a bottle of wine, but the way you tell it's legitimate is by like the layer of dust on it and by the amount of sediment inside, right?
Yeah. What is that? You can take the tannin levels too, I think. But
yeah,
what is that called at the bottom? I thought that it was
had a sediment,
not just sediment. But
yeah, it's probably got a fancy name. But yeah, it's all the shit that falls to the bottom.
Like, you know, an alcoholic is a sommelier.
Right. Yeah, a sommelier would know the name for sure. But yeah, it's whatever that stuff is that after years, but you like. Solidifies out of the wine.
Yeah, it's I had an actual bottle of Marilyn Monroe. It was a young Merlot, but it was from 1990, and it had the big layer of sediment on the bottom that I did not expect. And while this I was drinking it out of the bottle, it just
this was a 1972 Lafitte Rothschild's. Oh my god! Yeah, I didn't get fired for it though. I got a lesson and a half. Oh, so good. He's like, you just cost me like $800.
Wow, that sucks for you.
Yeah, but he was a really cool old man that was making money hand over fist, and I was just a young kid, and he could tell I was mortified. I'm like, fuck, I thought I was doing a good thing. Whoops.
Isn't that the worst feeling, though, like whenever you set out and you're thinking you're doing a good thing and end up fucking something up?
Yeah, but I guess it was a good lesson for him, too, because then he started having me in on, like, a weekly wine tasting. He's like, well, fuck, if you're going to work here, you got to know what we're dealing with here.
Okay. He's like, if you have enough balls to do that to one of my bottles, I'll push you to work.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of fading, bro.
Her, grab me. She's cuddling me.
Oh, what did you say, Dave? Kind of fading?
Oh, no, it's all good. I was just saying, yeah, I heard you on. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of fading. Let's go ahead and wrap up the messages and call it and do another one another time.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll see. This Harlequin romance book here.
Denise says she could go down on me, but that would just be pure mental abuse to you and another thing. You would have to think about it.
No, it's already there.
Well, she's awake now.
It would be a certain form of torture.
I don't know why I'm still listening to this. I'm trying to go to sleep. But she looked at the time and said it's still pretty early. It's not the next day yet here, so continue. She doesn't need instructions about what she wants to do to me.
Man, that's a lot to unpack. Oh, love me. My lady.
She's going deep, maybe. Or maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe somebody's going deep.
Going deep.
Knuckles
let's
deep.
See what, you know, let's see what Mom Fox got here.
Do I hear some Maury in there? I want to hear some Maury for real. I'm about to go to bed. Just wanted to pop back in on y'all. I see y'all still in here. I moved on and did some editing on the show. You're actually going to appear in a show in about a week or so. About a week.
Who?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
What are you doing in a week?
I guess I'm on a show in a week or so.
I really hated myself as soon as those words left my mouth. I was like, he answered that. What are you doing in a week? A show.
In a week or so. I guess I'm doing a show. Yeah.
Do a good show. Do it justice, you know? Like, I think we need to make America great again by starting with reality television. I don't care if you can keep up with the Kardashians. You do? You're a fucking psychopath. You know, I don't care if you think you can sing. You think you can dance. Survive. What is Naked and Afraid? But, you know, what I would watch. And it would be real. So you think you could do heroin? We take six adults to get them addicted to heroin. And, you know, make them work 40 hours a week, and the last one is nobody wins around heroin.
Or homeless in America. Boom.
Oh, yes. Like the veterans that they go serve
72 hours in the life, you know?
The veterans that go serve the country just to have the chance to live under a bridge that one day may be posthumously dedicated to them. Yep, beautiful thing.
And then get arrested for smoking a little weed.
Fuckers.
You know, probably not anymore, but like a few years ago, it would happen for sure.
Oh, we'll take this one last one here, David. Oh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That was pretty funny. She said period, and then she kept on going. Usually period's the time when you end.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, perfect. It's okay to have first world problems, because if not, then you wouldn't have a song.
Oh, yeah, wow. Unless it's Aunt Flo's period we're talking about, I guess, then you just keep going, huh?
What if it's a shitty song?
Right? One of those shitty songs that stays stuck in your head? Like a bad commercial? Oh, yeah. Hate that.
Rickrolled.
There you go. Exactly.
And that's, we're Rickrolling right over back to where we began.
And I'll even say it, Cardi B. If it's up and it's up and it's up, like, it's catchy, but it's horrible. It's fucking garbage.
I want to, oh, God. She bragged about, like, drugging and robbing me. And people were like, women empowerment.
Yeah, that's not women empowerment. That's women being, like, thuggy bitches. Like, you know, so if you had a problem with men singing all down to women, then how is it cool with a woman doing the same thing?
Mental gymnastics.
Right.
Hey, man, thank you for...
Thank you, McNair.
...doing this with me, man.
Yeah, this was a blast, bro.
I like it. I'm definitely looking forward to doing another one with you. Thank everybody in the audience for putting your questions up and keeping us entertained while we keep you entertained, hopefully.
For sure. Let me give a shout-out to a couple people. May the Poet, Bad Bunny, Juan Rivera, otherwise known as Juanito Papi or Juanito Yak. Right now, he changes his name, keeps me guessing. EMC for Life, Johnny Cairo, Mind Fox, Paul Faye, Sam, Christopher W., Fox Lady. Thank you, people.
Holy shit, man. We stayed on here for 4 hours.
God damn. No wonder I'm tired.
Right? That's crazy, yeah, man.
That was a blast, man. Much love to everybody. And yeah, much love to you, bro. This has been a blast. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again for sure. We have to. And then the skit, the Joe Biden mumble talk skit, we'll talk about that soon.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
All right, bye, everyone.
Good night, each and every one. Tuck yourself in and fuck you good night. Much love. Yes, it's true.
Cushion night.
All right, thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth. Alright, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.